Well, you know, of all of the stuff that I've been reading and you know, hearing about Iowa and the presidential race, and Allie, as you know, we read and hear a lot
Oh, yes.
about this event in Iowa of
Alan
being,
Keyes, back at it. Who knew?
yeah, every day it's a, you know, just an avalanche of information. I think the most illuminating piece of journalism I've seen isn't actually writing or talking. It's a photo blog. It's called thestumpinggrounds.com. The site is maintained by a group of freelance photographers who rented a house in Des Moines. They say their blog is designed to reveal the workings of the 2008 presidential election. Keith Bedford is one of those photographers and a co-founder of the site. Hi, Keith.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I just want to start by saying these pictures are really, the photos are really
They're
remarkable.
stunning. They really are.
Well, thank you.
How did you guys start this project?
I think maybe about a year ago, at some point or another, a few of us came to the conclusion that like we really wanted to cover a presidential election. And Eric and I are both stringers for Reuters, and one of the editors there, who I guess we owe a huge debt of gratitude, said you guys should really move to Iowa. At one point, I was like, that is the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Where do you live normally?
I normally live in New York, and he eventually sold it to us. He's, you gotta move out there. They're out there every week now, and that was maybe January or February, and not even everyone had announced yet, and we were getting I'm looking on the wire and I'm seeing all the pictures of all the candidates or potential candidates at the time heading out to Iowa, meeting people, having little listening posts, I guess. They would always call them their exploratory committees. So it was really interesting to see that so many people were coming out here, and I started doing a little research into previous campaigns and seeing how important Iowa was. There's even a Time article called "The Iowa Effect," so that kind of sold me.
Well, you're one of, is it six photographers?
There's actually four of us.
Oh, four of you. I'm sorry. You're one of four photographers that are living in this house, taking these photos, sometimes of the same subject at the same moment. How do you decide which pictures get on the blog each day, and what's the sort of system?
We really don't have that much of a system. We sort of look over each other's work throughout the day. We send stuff in, and we kind of look over the shoulder of the person who, Mike, who does all the web work and decide, like, oh, that one's cool. So let's go with that today.
How many pictures go up on the site in a given day?
Just one. But we usually decide, like, between the four of us, like which one we think is really the one that stands out, and it's usually pretty obvious which one's going to be a little bit above or cut above all the rest. So that's pretty easy, and it's I guess it's a kind of a friendly competition because it elevates all of us to be better photographers.
How many pictures are you shooting in a given day? I mean, it seems like it must be you're drowning a lot of kittens when you only get a combined one photo on the blog.
Well. Oftentimes something will come back to haunt you later on down the road. But for the most part, there's probably hundreds of pictures shot a day. You edit the things out that go out for deadline and publication. And I don't know, oftentimes the stuff that we have that goes on the site are outtakes.
Oh, things that you. So, are you also selling photos to Reuters and to conventional news outlets?
Well, for all of us, we're on assignment most days, like for either Reuters or New York Times or AFP or Getty Images, and we file stuff to them, and it's up to the editors to decide like what they're going to use. Like for the New York Times, usually a story on, say, the debate, it's only going to be a one picture kind of day. So after it's published, it's fine for us to use it for the blog.
Can you think of a photo you've taken which you think really conveys what's going on there that probably wouldn't be published in a mainstream publication? Some image you just really, you think, explains what's happening out there?
Wow, that's a tough question.
Sorry. You can move on if you want.
Well, let's ask it this way, and maybe you can kind of fold this into your answer. What do you think makes a really good political photo? What are you looking for? Is it that moment between the big moments? Is it that look on the face of somebody?
I think it's usually like the, I think you're right. I think it's usually those moments between. The faces in the crowd are always the ones that move me the most. Because the candidates are really inspiring and they're really out here and they're selling themselves. And that's the best part about Iowa is that they're getting that one-on-one time with the candidates. So usually getting a sense of like how the general public feels about them is really makes the nicest pictures. I guess, like, I, for those defining pictures that really describe Iowa, that's hard to say. I guess, for me, I'm always looking for, like, the huge, adoring crowds of supporters that I call it the Kennedy moment, where, like, there was a picture of when John F. Kennedy was campaigning, and there are all these hands that are reaching out just to shake hands with him. And it's just a tight detail of his cufflinks and the hands and the faces looking up at him.
Well, Keith, I have to say, and this to your fellow photographers, I just think this website is amazing. We've already got a slideshow up on the blog, and I'm going to be telling everybody about it. Good work, man.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that.
Keith Bedford, one of the founders of the website, stumpinggrounds.com. You need to check it out.
That is it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. Thank you so much for tagging along with us.
Check us out online, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Have a good one.